Welcome to another podcast from the Wicketgate magazine that's found at www.wicketgate.co.uk. And we continue with our series, What Saith the Scriptures? These are short introductions to the various books of the Bible. And in this podcast, we look at the book of Samuel. So let us begin. The book of Samuel, although divided into two parts, 1 and 2 Samuel, may properly be considered as one book, taking up the history of the Jewish nation from the book of Judges and carrying it on to the close of the reign of David. It is also called the First and Second Book of Kings, and this title more correctly describes its contents. We have here an important interval in the life of the Jewish people as a nation. The rule of the Judges, which had lasted for over 300 years, gives place to the monarchy, which in its turn continued without interruption to be the form of government until the nation is finally carried away into captivity. The remarkable career of Samuel, the last of the line of judges, the first of the line of prophets, shines forth with a purity and brightness hardly surpassed by that of any of the Old Testament characters. The prophetic office, which Samuel heralds in, now becomes the new order, taking the place of the priesthood as the medium of divine revelation and conveying the message of God in the after history of the Jewish nation. Given in answer to his mother's earnest prayer, and under the affecting circumstances from his childhood, and throughout his long and upright life, is constantly marked out as the special instrument of God. The historical narrative, after describing the election of Saul, the first king, and recording the several incidents in his career which either explained his rejection or have reference to his successor, passed rapidly on to the introduction of the great central figure of Jewish history, David, the warrior king, the man after God's own heart, who, after Abraham, receives in his own person the renewed promise of the Messiah as the great typical foreshadowing of Christ in the Old Testament. In the lessons of his life have been adopted as precious possessions by the Christian Church, second only to those of him whom David was the forerunner. His immediate influence on the life and structure of the Jewish people as a nation is plainly visible, not only throughout the book of Samuel, but also in the prophetical writings of a later period, in which he is continually referred to as the pattern king. Under him, the nations for the first time occupied to the full extent the boundaries of the land of promise, as marked out by Moses and manifesting the existence of Jehovah, the one true God, in the sight of the surrounding nations. During his reign, and that of his successor, Israel became one of the great monarchies of the East, rivaling the ancient kingdom of Egypt in wealth and magnificence, and leaving on remote nations impressions of its power, which, as defined in the book of Ezra, endured until the time of the Persian monarchy 500 years later. The period of time over which the two books of Samuel extend may be reckoned at 120 years, or from B.C. 1136 to B.C. 1016, which may be thus divided: the judgeship of Eli, 40 years, the judgeship of Samuel prior to the election of Saul as king, although we are informed that Samuel judged Israel all his life, the remaining portion of it would most likely be in connection with his prophet's office, 20 years, Saul's reign, 20 years, David's reign at Hebron and in Jerusalem, 40 years. Amen. And I trust you found that these thoughts from the book of Samuel of benefit. If you wish to follow through a series of sermons in the books of Samuel, then I would recommend that you go to the Wicketgate magazine, www.wicketgate.co.uk. There you will find a series of sermons in which Dr. Needham is preaching through these two books. Thank you for listening.